nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. Please can have your seat. God bless you so much. I thank you for the appreciation of your, for the expression of your love. I love you people too. Yes. And I say God will bless you. Praise the Lord. Now, who is Jesus Christ to you? Yes. Yes. I want you to answer that question in the silence of your heart. We call Him the Son of God and the Son of Man. Who is He to you? Okay? Hope you have answered it. And you can't finish exhausting that answer. It's such a privilege for those of us that have. I wouldn't want to assume that everybody here is born again. You are giving your life to Christ. Those of us that have not yet met Him. Wow. Those of us that have not yet met Him. I want to beg you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God in the house to open up your heart fully. Don't resist Him. Yes. He said, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Everybody. There is a difference between the Spirit dwelling inside and the Spirit upon. He said, but I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And when He pours out His Spirit, then the Spirit will begin to, you begin to notice a stirring in your heart. You begin to notice a stirring in the direction of Jesus Christ. Don't resist Him. Praise the Lord. Yes. It is those that now yield, you know, to the stirring and the urge of the Spirit, that yield to it and submit to it, the Holy Ghost will now come and live inside of them. But the Spirit is poured on all flesh. All. Even including you. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. He's upon. When the Spirit of God is upon, there's another work He does. He says, the Spirit of God is upon me, has anointed me. Before you get to that stage, when He comes upon, He first takes you to the cross. That's the first work of the Spirit. He first takes you to the cross. He opens your heart, opens your understanding to see the reality of who Jesus is. If you see Him, your life will be changed. Yes. If you see Him, your entire life will be transformed. Praise the Lord. Christ is the difference between the living and the dead. Hebrews chapter 11. Somebody will read for us. You read from verse 1 up until verse 4. It's okay. Jump to verse 5. Verse 6. By verse 7. By verse 8. Verse 11. Verse 20. Verse 21. Verse 22. Verse 23. It's okay. It's okay. Now read verse 1 to 3. I want to talk about faith. Praise the Lord. Now, you see all the scriptures we read? You say, by faith. Abraham, by faith. Noah, by faith. By faith, by faith, by faith. I want to talk to you about faith. I want to show you something in life that will help you for the rest of your life, your journey on earth. Praise the Lord. I know you know so much about faith, but I want you to listen. In this life, you determine your portion in this life. Everything that happens to you on earth, it's not determined by God. It's not even determined by Satan. It's determined by you. When you come into this world, it's like a blanket check that God gives to you. And He asks you to go and run the race of life. You determine the portion you receive in life. Yes. Everything that happens to you on earth, that's why you are responsible. That's why when you stand before God, you cannot look to your left. You cannot look to your right. You cannot look above. You cannot look beneath. It's going to be you, because that's why they say you will give account. Because you are absolutely 100% responsible. And one means and one way we tell that God has given you to prevail and live the overcoming life on earth is faith. It's so big. It's so big. Now, I want to ask us from Hebrews 11. My sister, we are going to read, and I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, alright. You have the ministry of reading today, so just keep reading for us. Hebrews chapter 11. Read from verse 1 to 4. By it, the elders, they did what? Why do you want to obtain a report with God? I want to do it another means. He said, the elders, the ones you are looking onto. He said, by it they obtain a good report from God. Okay. Verse 5. Verse 7. Verse 8. Verse 2. Who was the first elder that obtained a good report with faith? That God spoke into existence, that let this thing be. That same word created those things, and that same word sustained them. Praise the Lord. Yes. You can stand on the earth. You lift 150 million kilometers away. The distance from Lagos to Kano, Lagos to Abuja is about just 900 kilometers. 900. The distance from here to Kano or Maiduguri, you have internet, go and check it. It's about 1,500. That's the Lagos is at the southern point, the last point in Nigeria. We are talking about Maiduguri and Kano. That's it's just about 1,500 kilometers. 1,500. We are talking about 150 million kilometers away from the earth. You can still stand and look at the sun. Amen. And yet God suspended it or nothing. Even the earth is suspended it or nothing. That's why I say the first elder. Oh, you don't know that God is an elder. Yes. He's the beginning of all things. If you say a prophet, he's the first prophet. The Bible says the scripture, foreseeing that God will justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham. The first person that preached the gospel, man will not preach his gospel, for he was the first man that preached his gospel. God is the first. The Bible says in all things he has preeminence. He's number one. If you talk about a priest, who is the high priest? Christ is the high priest. He's a prophet, he's a king. They call him, we have kings, but we call him the king of kings. We have elders in heaven, but he's the first elder. Praise the Lord. So everything we become, everything we are, God was before we are. He said, before Abraham was, I was. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before Abraham was ordained to carry this flesh, I was ordained to carry it. And that's why the Jews, they wanted to stone him. So God is the first elder. I've established that point. He's the first elder that used faith to create the entire world. And the whole world you are living in is being upheld and sustained by faith. And that's why if you don't have faith, see, the extent of your faith determines the portion you receive in life. It's just not God. What did I say? Yes. Well, so important. Men go to colleges. Men spend about 16, 20 years to obtain a degree. Abi? Yes. To obtain that certificate. May God give you understand that your faith is much more important than the certificate they are going to give you here. God, that certificate cannot determine anything in your life. But with faith can give you all things. With your faith in God. Yes, when I was a student like this, this was a naked truth I told myself. Yes, I read, I studied my book. Thank God I came out with a good grade. Yes, you know. But I told myself from the beginning of my course, from the beginning of my journey, that what? This book, my portion is here. Yes. That my end, whatever befalls me in life, is going to be a product of my walk with God. Don't joke with it. So many times you'll be crying. God, Moses was at the border of the Red Sea. God had already given him a rod. God gave Moses a rod, but he gave you the word. Don't forget. Yes, he gave you some. What is higher than what he gave to Moses. He gave Moses a rod. He gave you a word. He told Joshua, this word, even when Moses and God quarreled, where the quarrel was because when God was introducing Moses to the world, he still wanted to use the rod. God wanted him to go to the one that is higher. You know, that's why he said he did not sanctify Israel. Because it was not even about Moses. He was trying to teach his people how to. He said, go and stand and speak to the rock. Moses went there and struck the rock twice. As dear as Moses was to God, departed course. So he gave Moses the rod. He gave you something that is higher. He said, this book of the law, it shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate. Please call it up, Joshua 1:8. You shall meditate on it day and night so that you can be prosperous and you will make your way what? So that you might be prosperous and that you will have what? Good success. Good success. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Alright. That is, keep that one by one corner. Alright, let's go to the teachings of Christ. Let's go to Matthew. Just a simple word I bring, and I know that the Lord will help you to expand it in your heart. Okay. Are we there? Okay, not Matthew first. Let's start with the account in Mark. Mark chapter 10. Can we read verse 26 and 27? Okay, look at verse 24. Let's just do 27. 24. I want every one of you to read verse 27 in your Bible. Let's cross it out. Okay, now, let's do it this way. We are going to say Mark 10:27. We quote the reference. I don't want you to forget it. We are going to say the reference, Mark 10:27, for with God all things are possible. That's what we are going to say. We are going to say it seven times. Mark 10:27, with God all things are possible. Have you gotten it? All right, let's go. Number one. Yeah, they say God can do all things. Right? I know, we all know that, we believe that. Now, look at Mark 9:23. Okay. Mark 9:23. What did he say? Read it from your Bible. Now, what did Mark 10:27 tells us? Now, this one is talking about a man. He said, to the man that believes, all things are possible. Alright, so we're going to take that one now. Seven times to Mark 9:23. If I believe, to me, all things are possible. Okay, alright, let's go. Mark 9. If I believe, things are possible. 23. If I believe, all things are possible. To me, put the word to me. 9:23. I believe. To me, all things are possible. Alright. 23. If I believe, to me, all things are possible. Okay. 23. I believe, to me, all things are possible. Mark 9:23. If I believe, me, all things are possible. And the last one. Now, it is entirely up to you. You can choose to believe God. Yes, it's a choice. There is what we call human volition. God gave it to us when he created man. The power and the ability to choose. This is life and death. This is the tree of life. And this is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can go and eat anyone. Don't eat this one, but you can eat this one. So that power of choice is still... Your life is a question of choice. Yes. Your life is still at an early stage. It is still at a budding stage. Bud, B-U-D-D-I-N-G. You know, yeah, it's still at the flowering stage. So, it is entirely the question. That's why I'm going to show you something real. This is not story. This is real, this is flesh, this is blood, and this is bone. Praise the Lord. Look at Mark 9, Mark 11. I've read Mark 10, Mark 9. Let's go to Mark 11, 23. No, read from verse 22. Pause there. All men on earth, they have hate. The question is, where are you placing your faith? How many of you know that fear is faith? Fear. Yes. Yes. Fear is faith. In whom? In whom? In Satan, in his power and in his ability. Why faith is faith in God, in his power, in his word, and in his ability. Every man has faith. It depends on where you place it. That's why Jesus told them, now put yours, place it in your Father. He said, if you that are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, say, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him? This is reality. This is real. God is not a mirage. He's not something abstract. It's not real because maybe you have not seen him. Maybe you have not experienced, you have not encountered him. What made men, they put the fire, heated it 7 times. Only just bow down. If not, we'll take you into this fire. They say, be it known to you, O king. This is a king that nobody coughs in his presence. Because his wrath is equated to death. He said, be it known to you, O king, our God is able to deliver us from this fire. He said, even if he does not, we will not bow, we will not bend. Those men saw something. Your life is not yet serious because you have not seen him. And God is open to everybody. He just left for you to cry out. See, everyone that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. He said, we will not bow. There was this man, Sam Rutherford. Yes. I'm talking about the reality of Christ in the soul. That's why I said that if you have not known him, it's simple. Just, I say in the course of it, just open up your heart to him. And if you have encountered him in a dimension, you want him in a more deeper dimension, you still open up your heart to him. Samuel Rutherford was in prison. He said, Christ and heaven is the same thing. Yes. He said, if I should go to heaven, and if Christ is not there, it will be hell to me. And if I should be taken to hell, and if Christ is there, it will be heaven to me. He said, because Christ is all the heaven that I want. These are men that are, he was in prison. This was man that was saying this thing from prison. How many of you know that the letters that Paul wrote, he wrote a good portion of them from prison. He wrote to the Philippians, he was a prisoner. It was a prisoner that was writing to people that were out of prison. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say what? You are not saying, again, I say what?
Rejoice.
You are not saying it. Again, I say what? Yeah, he said, rejoice in the Lord evermore. Again, I say what? Rejoice. He was in prison. He wrote to the Colossians. As you read those letters, it was a prisoner that was writing that letter. But that man has touched something. Something was read to him. Benny Hinn, I read an account of Benny Hinn. He went to this reverend sister. They called him to one communion, one meeting. He just knelt down to worship God. As he just spread forth his hand, he said he was literally holding Christ. Yes, he felt a person as he was just, could there be somebody standing there? He opened his eye, he will not see anybody. He closed his eye, he was touching a being. John saw him, that's why he wrote the book of Revelation. If you see Christ, all your problem will end in one day. I'm not saying if you are born again that you don't have problem. No. You see, if they pack the whole problem in this world and put it on your head, you will not feel the weight. Because you are carrying another weight, which is bigger than the weight of that which is brought upon you. That's why Job said, though he slay me. He said, yet will I trust in him. Somebody carried, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's everything you need in life. Yes. That's God is everything you need in life. Everything you need in this life. Everything, you have a lot of dreams. You want to go and walk, you want to go and have you want to marry, you want to have good children, and all of those things. All those things are empty if God is not in the train. Why heaven is because he's there. If Christ should relocate from heaven and go to hell, that place will turn to heaven. Yeah, and the other place will turn to hell. I hope you are aware. It's not the street of gold and all of those things you see, it's person. If you carry Americans now and bring all of them to Nigeria, Nigeria will turn to America. And take all of us to America, America will become like Nigeria. True of us. True of us. Can you understand why that man say, if I should go to heaven, and he's not there, it will be hell to me. And if I should be taken to hell, and he's there, it will be heaven to me, because Christ is all the heaven that I need. You see, that all those dreams that you are having, it comes in so many shades and in color. All of those things will be fulfilled in Christ. There was this man, he was in prison in Russia. In Russia, he was, I'm telling you, people that have encountered, people that have seen him, you can't take anything away from them. This man, he was in prison in Russia. You know, Russia is a communist state. The persecuted believers. So I'm still coming back to this faith. Just want to show you something. So, now, he was in prison. In that prison, they were removing his fingers one by one that he should deny Christ. I mean, this finger, you know how painful it is. They were removing his finger one by one. He said he will not renounce Christ. So, they allowed some believers, some brethren to come and visit him. When the brethren visited him, he told them he has just one prayer point. He said, pray for me that I may be like him, that I may be like Jesus. That was end of prayer point. You've not seen it in your Bible. It's there in Hebrews. He said, some were tortured. They gave them deliverance, but they refused to accept deliverance that they may attain a better resurrection. They were tortured. They gave them opportunity, a road of escape. He said they refused to accept deliverance. We will stay in this torture because they anticipated a better resurrection. Because they anticipated meeting Christ. There are three events in your life. The day you were born, the day you give your life to Christ, yes, and the day you die. The day you die. Three great moments in your life. The day you die, like, look at it this way, you are now seeing the negative aspect, death. But you've forgotten that your last breath on earth is your first breath in heaven. The day you close your eyes to this world, you open it to this, you open it to what? You open it to your Father and to your God, you open it to Jesus Christ. Glorious anticipation. The day you die, that day, the day you leave the world, that day you meet Christ. All the Jesus you've been worshipping, you'll be worshipping and all of those things, crying, oh, that I may know him and all of those things. That day you meet, the day you meet him. They call it the marriage supper of the Lamb. If only I can behold him. Praise the Lord. I say, the day you are born, first birth, the natural birth, the day you give your life to Christ, the new birth, he gives you the hope of eternity, the hope of redemption, and the hope of partaking in God. And I say, the day you leave this world, your redemption will be perfect. That's why no wonder Paul wrote that to die is what? To die is what? To die is gain. We are not afraid of death. You have the wrong picture about life. That's why you are scared of death. That's why men, you read biblical account, those men faced death and they faced it to the core. They never turned back. They never turned back. Praise the Lord. So, I say, place your faith in where? Have faith where? Put it where? You have faith. Put it in God. Alright, continue. Who shall say to the mountain? The apostle Paul. Huh? Who shall say to the mountain? Whosoever, that means anybody. Including what? You.
Okay.
Alright. It's okay. It's okay. Whatsoever things you pray. He say you shall have whatsoever what? Not whatsoever you say. You say you will have it. Okay. Go to Matthew now. Read about two scriptures there about in Matthew. Matthew 22. I'm trying to tie it up. Matthew 22. From verse 21 to 22. No. Matthew 21 verse 22 to 23. Sorry. Read from verse 20 to 21. He said, Jesus spoke to the fig tree and it withered. And when they came the following day, they were surprised. And Jesus was surprised at them too. Jesus was surprised at them that they were surprised. Because it's something that you could have done. That's the message. So faith is the vehicle that God has given you to carry you through. Some of you are young men. Your wife will soon go to the delivery room. Hope you know it's not all the women that go there that comes out. Hope you are aware. Yes, you know. Okay, praise the Lord. So, you know, he said, how soon is the fig tree withered away? I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what has been done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, be ye removed and thrown into the sea to be done. If you believe, you receive whatever you ask for in prayer. If you have faith. So the difference between answered prayer and unanswered prayer is faith. Is faith. I'll show you something about the presumption of faith. Yes, what I call it the presumption of faith. Okay, Matthew 17. Verse 19. This was when he came from the mountain of transfiguration. You have to read your Bible. Be reading your Bible. This was the time he came from the mountain of transfiguration. He went with three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. They went to the mountain, and the red disciples were trying to cast out the demon, and the demon refused to go. So when they came down from the mountain, Jesus came and they reported the case to him, and Jesus casted out that demon. So they now came and asked him a question. Please read. That's the place we are reading now. Simple, see, the answer is straight. Don't color it. Don't add anything to it. Don't subtract anything to it. He said, because of what? Because of what? Because of your unbelief. Period. Please don't add, I beg you. Don't add, don't subtract. All the places he taught them. You read Matthew 20. He said, if you have faith and you do not doubt, I told you your portion in life, you determine it. And this faith thing is what God has given you to sustain you and to carry all through life. Everything that you ever need in life. Your children growing up as a godly children. In the nurture, admonition of the... You don't know what is lying out. You don't know what is coming ahead. Men who send their children to school from Nigeria, they will bring another man and say, Daddy, this is my husband. This is my wife. You must be prepared. You can't just take life anyhow. Just the... Oh my goodness. You don't know what is coming. If you know what is coming, you will rise up. You know, and you take this the issue of redemption, the issue of faith, the issue of hope, the issue of love, you will plunge all your life into it if you know what is coming. Okay, please continue reading. Okay, we are going to do it three more times. Look at that verse 21 again. He said, if you have faith, then now jump to the end. Okay, thank God he's here. You can see, if you have faith, we take that one, then now jump. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. That's Matthew 17 verse 20. So let's take it. Matthew 17, 20. That if I have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto me. Alright, let's take it three times. Impossible. So in summary, can you see that the man that has faith, look at God. God will stand there and do his own thing. Abi? Then that man say nothing is impossible to God. God will do it. The man that has faith, you stand there and say, what the thing that God did, he will do it. That's the picture. God will do it. The same thing that God did, he will stand and he will do it. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, don't forget, don't think I'm talking about one abstract something. You can do all things. You can tell America to disappear. That's not what I'm saying. There are things that pertain to your life. They will shift. They will only move. They will only obey the instruction of faith that is coming out of you. Your life is small. God's life is big. God owns the whole world. You don't own this whole world. You have your own world. There are things in your own world. Your father is there. Your mother is there. Your siblings are there. Your future is there. Everything about your own life is there. You have your own world. And that your world will answer to faith. You say by faith you understand that the universe, the world, God created his own world. You will create your own world. You will orchestrate and determine things that are operated in your own world by faith. You have your world. It will only yield and respond to faith. Kenneth E. Hagin told a story one day. Jesus appeared to me within a period about 12 times. Jesus physically appeared to him. Kenneth E. Hagin. And one of those times that Jesus appeared to him, they were talking and a demon came in between them. He now was expecting Jesus to drive out the demon. He didn't drive him out. Jesus kept talking. Jesus was giving him instruction, was talking to him, teaching him. Jesus kept talking. So the demon came in between. So the voice of Jesus was now going faint. So he couldn't hear Jesus. He was surprised. How can I be talking with Jesus and the demon will come in between us? All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost helped him. All power in heaven and earth, I give it unto me, but I give you authority. I give you the power. I relinquish that power and I give it to you. Instantly, he rebuked the demon and the demon left. Jesus did not stop talking. Jesus continued giving him that same instruction. Jesus expected him to rebuke. You want to say, Jesus, come and rebuke demon for you? Demon. He didn't even rebuke them. When he's coming, they start shouting. It's not him and them that fight. It's them and you that fight. He said, well, after he left the cross, he said, just sit down. Don't do anything. Sit down until I make your enemies your footstool. Where is the footstool? This is his foot, right? This is his foot. This is Jesus is the head. We are where? The body. I told you before that the body starts from here. It is we that we bring all of them in subjection. Satan, all of them. We will bring them. We are the one that will carry them and bring them subjection onto his feet. So once he remembered, he rebuked the demon left. If he had not rebuked the demon, Jesus will finish what he has said, he will go. As far as he's concerned, he has spoken to Kenneth E. Hagin. He now goes to heaven and says, you know, he said, I give you authority. Over what? snakes and scorpions and over all the power of, I say, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Who told you that when God puts seed inside of your womb, who told you it will not come out? It will come out by a supernatural childbirth. That is the will of your Father. This is why you need to have faith. That's why I say your own word. He said, you know, people go there and they die. Believer, they just left night vigil. They go to give birth. They don't come out alive. Because, you know, yes. He said, all authority in heaven and earth have been given me. I gave you the authority on earth. Psalm, 116 verse 15 now say that, 116 verse, he said the heaven belongs to God, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. So Satan is only contending with you. He's not contending with your Father. Praise the Lord. So that's why I say that, and nothing shall be impossible in your world. Yes, nothing will be impossible to that man. Praise the Lord. So now, I close my message by this message. If faith is this important, look at the energy you are putting in your academics. Look at the strength and the power. Look at the time. Look at the devotion you are putting in academics. Men are putting in business. Men are putting in so many things. But that which qualifies their life, that which defines their life, that which gives meaning to their life, they are not even, look at the energy, look at what they are giving to it. Some absolutely zero. Maybe some 0.0%. Maybe some 1%. They even say faith comes by the hearing, and hearing by the word. You can't even study it. You can't even study it. Faith even, look at this faith. Faith is an institution on its own. Faith is a college. You have come to Akumba as an institution. Look at the labor, the energy, the money you spend, and everything. What you get from Akumba does not equal. It's not up to 0.00% of what faith can give you. Amen. What faith can define in your life, look at the energy you put here, and look at the energy you put in faith. Have I said something? Have I passed a message? So this is the message. Faith is an institution. Faith is a college. Yes. He said this is the victory that overcomes what? This is the victory that overcomes the world. What? Even our faith. He said, when I come back, when the Son of Man come back, will he find faith on earth? Praise the Lord. Rise up on your feet and pray and talk to your Father. Tell him to help you. Sorry, before you... Yes, you can stand up. You can stand up while I tell you something about the presumption of faith. So many times, the disciples were now crying to Jesus Christ. This is what... Listen, so that you can know what to pray. They met Jesus Christ and increased our faith. You know what he told them? He said, the faith is not even there at all. They say, increase it. The presumption that it is there. Abi? He said, it is. They assume it was what? It was there, but say it's not enough. So they say, increase our faith. You now say, no. If you have faith as a seed of mustard seed is the smallest of all seed, tiny. If that pinch of it, so that means they could not even do all those things because it was not even there at all. They're only running with the presumption that faith was there. And so many of us are also running with that presumption that faith is there, yet it's not yet there. So that's why I want to tell us to know what to take. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will tell this mountain to move, it will move. That's what I call the presumption of faith. We assume it is there and all of those. It is not even there at all. It does, what is inside does not qualify to be called faith. And that's why some things are not responding. But if faith is there, there is no way the universe itself is a product of faith. I told you that the world was born out of faith. And so it will and must answer to faith. I want you to talk to your Father. It's a question of choice. I told you. It's a matter of choice. Absolutely your choice. Absolutely your choice. It has nothing to do with your background. Maybe your brother is a minister, president. Who is a president? Where does the president live? He lives in this world. He said, he that is in me is greater. You have the greater one is inside of you. Can you see this where faith begins to operate? First John 4:4. He said, he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. You say, okay, maybe a minister, a president, somebody, they are in the governor, VC. They are in this world. He that is in you is greater than he that is in this world. The greater one is inside of you. Can you talk to your Father? He will hear you. Everyone that asks, they receive. Matthew 7. Ask. Matthew 7. Ask. And you will receive. Say, for everyone that asks, they receive. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Ask your Father, tell him. Tell him, open up your heart.
I want to give you opportunity. If you are not born again, can you come? I'll pray with you. If you know in your heart that you have not met the Lord Jesus as we are praying, I want you to come out. Yes. I answered this altar call when I was in school. I was not ashamed of the gospel. I came out. Doesn't matter if people are thinking you are born again. But if you know you have not met him, I want to give you this opportunity to come. To come? Come, come, come. Look at this thing that has been said. Come. Come. Who is a man? A man, your fellow student, that you not see them again. Some of them will get jobs again, they'll be dodging you. So for them, you are saying you are ashamed. Some of these ones you are seeing. They will get jobs, they'll be dodging you. There are so many things we have seen. So I want to give you the opportunity. Please come. Somebody is here. Thank you for your faith. God will honor your faith. God will impart you with life. God will impart you with the spirit of faith as we pray with you. I still want to give people opportunity. Please, I'm begging you in the name of the Lord. If you have not met Jesus, if he's not inside, come out and make a public testimony of your faith. Jesus said, whoever is ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of him in heaven. Don't leave this meeting and go and kneel down in the corner of your room and say you want to give your life to Christ. I'm not saying he will not receive you, but anyway, be careful. He said, if you refuse to testify before men, I will deny you in heaven. I want to give you the opportunity to come out. While the rest of you keep praying, Lord, I help me. Faith. Let me pray for you. I'm not going to call cases. I just pray for you. Then you now appropriate it into your life. Can you lift up your hands? Lift up your hands to your Heavenly Father. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word this morning. Inside of this word is life. Inside of this word is the Spirit. Thank you for the impartation of life. Thank you for the impartation of Spirit. We hallow your name, our Father. We bless you. I pray for all your children here. Lord, I commit them to you. Lord, I ask that you help them. Life is a journey. Life is a journey. You help them in these ways, in this journey of life. Lord, I ask that you boost their faith. Lord, I ask that you boost their love. Help them to overflow with hope. Let them abound in hope. Thank you, Father. As for a turnaround in our life, I bring your day upon them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Nobody here will die young, because you have said with a long life you will satisfy us and you will show us your salvation. Thank you, Father. I pray for the academics. I pray for breakthrough. I pray for success. I pray even for their life after school. I pray for their marriages. I pray for their children. I pray for all their families, their brother, their sister, their parents, everyone that concerns them. Lord, I ask that you perfect those things that concern them in Jesus' name. And everybody that is tied to their life, let the blessings of this meeting, let it flow into their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, our righteous Father. I want to thank you for what you have done in this meeting. I want to thank you for the word that you have spoken. Father, I want to thank you for the life that you have released. I want to thank you because you have moved us forward, every one of us in our lives. After this meeting, we will not be where we used to be before. Thank you. Thank you, power, to break the chains of sin. Habits will fall off after this meeting in Jesus' name. Thank you because you are the deliverer. Thank you because you are the strong one. Thank you, Father, for as many that are struggling with one habit or the other. Lord, I break that chain in Jesus' name. Let that chain fall off. The curse is taken away in Christ. Every curse is taken out of your life in Jesus' name. Every bondage to sin is taken away. The power of sin is broken in your lives in Jesus' name. You will prosper in the things of God. You will love your Father. You will increase in the love of God. Thank you, Father. I say the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ uphold you, strengthen you, and uphold you by the right hand of righteousness. Thank you, Father. Let the presence of God go with you. Let it give you joy. Let it give you peace. In Jesus' name.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Ask Him tonight to put a nation on your heart.